you join me today. If you are watching this, it means that you are in the beginning of your IT career or education. And I want to tell you that you are watching the right channel, as here we are discussing the terminology people are using in the IT sphere on a daily basis. So stay tuned and let's dive immediately in our today's lesson. So, what is a patch and when can you apply this word in your working sphere or education? So, this is the question we are going to discuss today and find out more about patches. So, a patch is a software update, a fixed code inserted into the already existing code of the executable or main program. So to say it a little bit easier, I would say that patch is a temporary fix that is used between the full release of the software package. And now let's talk, what can you do with the patch? With the patch, you can fix a bug. As we've just mentioned, you don't need to rewrite your code from the beginning. You can simply apply a patch at the part that you would like to be replaced or modified. Also, with the patch, you can address any security vulnerabilities. You can install new drivers or simply upgrade your software. Software patches can be available or free for sale. Despite some of the companies offer patches to the registered users only. Despite you can find many patches available as internet downloads. If the original source code is not represented to the public, then patches are released as executable main binary code. Patches have become extremely important as a methodology for updating programs or new system security threats which appear regularly in online environments. Formerly, patches were installed manually, but luckily today, we can receive our self-installing packages from the vendor's website. Although patches can vary in sizes, in reality, they can be from a few kilobytes to a hundred of megabytes. Common to Microsoft operating system, large patches are called service packs, and they can be over 100 megabytes. So be careful next time you're installing a new patch on your laptop or computer. I really hope that this lesson about patch was really valuable for you and you found out more information about the term patch and now you can apply it appropriately. If you like the content of this video, I would really appreciate to see a like just beneath the video. And also, I do recommend to click on the button subscribe so you would be notified first when the next video about IT terminology is going to be published. And we are going to become smarter together.